When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Enjoying this episode of the Late Show Pod Show? Then head to cohst.app/lateshow or visit the link in the description to fill out our quick 2-minute survey all about getting to know you.
It's the Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert.
My next guest, Brett McKenzie and Jermaine Clement, are the self-described fourth most popular folk duo in New Zealand. Please welcome Flight of the Conchords.
Oh. Hey. Hi.
Good crowd.
Very good crowd. Nice to have you on.
Nice to be here.
Yeah, I'm a longtime fan, Jermaine, Britt.
That's your impression of us.
Just Brett.
Okay.
I like how New Zealanders say soft E's.
It's good that you know that because you have our Prime Minister coming later in the week.
Jacinda Ardern, is that how you're saying?
Jacinda.
Jacinda.
Jacinda, yeah.
Jacinda Ardern. Do you have any? She's going to be here. When is she here?
We don't know this.
When is she? She'll know.
We don't book
when
this.
When are we here?
So.
She's here Wednesday. Do you have any questions for her? I'm excited to have her, but what should I ask your Prime Minister?
I haven't met her. Have you met her?
No. Not everyone gets to meet her.
Yes, you're very lucky. You're very lucky.
I wouldn't mind being in a
honorary Well, why don't you ask her to ask us if we could come around for dinner? Maybe her place.
Well, camera 3 right there. Just ask her if you can.
Hey, Jacinda.
We have an important question for you. Can we come for dinner?
You're bringing people together.
Bring our country together.
I have an ignorant question. Where does the Prime Minister of New Zealand live? Is it a nice place like the White House or 10 Downing Street?
I don't know the colour of her house.
But is it an official state house?
It's a state house, yeah.
It's a nice house.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a nice house.
It used to be a preschool, and my brother went there for preschool. And
then
the Prime Minister's house. Then they turned
Seriously?
It. Yeah, it was. And then they turned it into the Prime Minister's house.
Wow.
Yeah.
Are
it
the
was a really nice.
Just tiny? Are the chairs still really?
They've updated the furniture. But it's down the road from where I grew up, yeah.
Is that in Auckland? Or where's the capital?
That's Wellington. Wellington,
Wellington is the capital? Mm. I didn't know. I apologize.
We're informing you. It's good.
Well, inform me of this. Where have you guys been? A lot of people haven't seen you guys together since 2009 when you had your second season of your show on HBO, which was the biggest thing in comedy for those 2 years you guys were on. Where have you been? Where'd you go?
Do you remember?
We've just been getting ready for tonight.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm chilling. Nice.
We've had some children.
Yep.
Not together with separate.
Whatever.
Yeah. We're cool. That's fine.
Cool.
That's fine.
100% cool here.
Well, it just wasn't possible. The doctors told us that we. Got into different relationships and had children. He's got a few and I've got one. Mm-hmm. But together we've got 2 each, I guess.
Sure. You Focus, directed What We Do in the Shadows.
Yes, co-directed.
Fantastic. Yes. Co-directed. Yeah, apologies. And you just won, Brett, just won an Oscar for your
Muppets.
Your Muppets.
Yeah, I worked on the Muppet films.
Muppets.
Yeah, it was super fun, yeah.
Do you have an Oscar?
I don't have an Oscar, but I know where he keeps his, so I think I can get one.
So between the two of you, each have half an Oscar.
We have half an Oscar.
You still tour intermittently.
Mm. Every couple of years.
Every couple of years. You used to be on the road all the time.
Every couple
though, right?
of years, we rock out.
Yeah.
Oh yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we filmed it. Actually, it's going to be a special.
Oh really?
It's probably while we're talking to you.
Is there a place where people can see the special, or are we not even going to touch that?
Are you allowed to say it?
Oh, sure.
HBO. No, I know you can
HBO?
Say it.
HBO? Yeah. Sure. HBO.
Yeah, yeah, if you're in America.
It's right? another channel.
Yeah.
In America.
Yeah, it's...
It's another channel
it's
elsewhere,
not on
too,
this
right?
channel.
There's HBO in other countries, too.
I believe so, yeah.
Okay.
No, well, there's no HBO outside America, is there?
Yeah, it's HBO with an umlaut.
Oh.
HBO.
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 Yeah.
Is it different to be on the road now? Right? You guys got some salt and pepper in the beard. You've got some kids. Is it different to be like, what's changed about being on the road?
The kids come with us.
Yeah, the kids come with us.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Get a bus and then put the kids in the bus and drive around. I don't actually do the driving. and the fans have gotten a little bit older.
Sure.
Yeah. Well, we've gotten more older.
I think we've got equally old. Everyone's aging at the same time.
Okay. It seems like we've gotten more older to me.
True.
Mm-hmm. You guys live back in New Zealand?
Yes.
You do? So you haven't abandoned
your
different home
kinds of gardens. No, not really. That sounds so bad. If you edit out the other bit where we mentioned the kindergarten.
It'll sound like you just hang out around kindergartens.
Yeah.
Just edit out.
But you have children, so it's okay.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
Just don't edit that bit out as well. Yeah. It's like, who are
don't
these guys?
Don't just use that one bit. Please.
Yep. Yeah, we live. Both of us live in New Zealand, and
we don't have to follow this line of questioning at all.
Okay.
We don't have to.
There might be something in there. Yeah.
We can just drop New Zealand. All. Yeah. I was just going to say how much I love your home country. I spent 2 weeks down there once. I know that's not a long time.
So you visited the Lord of the Rings?
Yeah, well, I know that this young man was Lindor the Elf of Imladris in both Lord of the Rings and The Hobbit. And my lady.
That's
one of your lines.
That's right.
Lady,
oh, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I went down there to be an extra in the Hobbit. What an amazing country.
What part did you play?
What part did I play? I was the head of the Lake Town Spy Network in The Hobbit.
It's a solid role.
It is. I didn't have a line, but I did have a close-up.
That's nice.
Which is just as good, because this speaks volumes.
That's right. That's,
yeah.
That's all you need.
You guys don't seem that interested in fame.
You mean we're not famous?
No, you are famous.
Okay.
No, you are famous. That's just it. You are famous. You actually walked away from a third season of your HBO show, right? Mm. You could have done a third season. It was very popular. Hottest thing in comedy. Mm. Everybody was talking about you guys. Still are, by the way. I'm not taking anything away from you. But you don't seem that interested in just chasing the old fame horse. Yes, fame is a horse in this metaphor.
I mean...
That old horse. Fame. That's a wild beast, isn't it?
But a lot of people...
No, I think you're right. Like, I think
it can take you on a nice ride. It can buck you off.
Yeah.
They could bite your hand when you attempted to give it a sugar cube.
That's right.
But you could also braid its tail.
Fame.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Yeah.
The tricky old beast.
Fame.
Yeah, I think having been a little bit famous... It's, you're pretty famous. You probably can't walk down the street. Can you go for a walk to the shops?
Sure, New York, nobody cares.
Yeah, really?
Okay, well, we didn't know that. We thought we wouldn't be able to walk down the street, so maybe it's all right.
Yeah.
How about in Wellington? Can you guys walk around there? People go like, you're not
just
so
tourists.
Great because you're...
It's only tourists who are like, oh, my God, they're here.
Yeah, you know, if someone lights up when they see one of us, we know they're foreign.
Yeah. New Zealanders are kind of just like, oh, those guys.
Yeah.
Those guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're always around, yeah.
Well, you have a beautiful country, full of wonderful people.
We're only two of those people.
Yeah. But it's indicative of what they're like. You're indicative of what they're like. Very nice. Very, very nice people. When I came back from New Zealand, my reaction was, everyone else in the world seems like an ass compared to people from New Zealand. You're just the nicest people.
We're quieter, I guess. We're quieter, so that seems nice.
Is it true that... But who knows what you're thinking?
It's going on the side, some terrible thoughts, yeah.
Is it true that, like, a high school job might be jumping out of helicopters to wrestle a lead deer in a herd? Is that stuff actually happened?
I was told in the 80s. Yeah, in the 80s, that was a big...
It was a different time. It was a crazy time in the 80s.
It was a crazy time for
everybody
helicopters and
helicopters.
Deer. Yeah.
But that was actually a job. You could jump out of a helicopter onto a deer.
Yeah.
I don't know of that one. I sold orange juice door to door, so I didn't.
You sold orange juice door to door?
That was my student job. Yeah, I did that, yeah.
Would you like some juice? Let's hear your sell. Let's hear your pitch.
What was your pitch?
What time of day is it?
Oh, well, it's like 4 in the... Four, no, like 5 or 6 in the afternoon.
Prime orange juice time.
Yeah.
Okay. Prime orange juice time.
That was the problem.
I'd wear some shorts, get my legs out. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, and that's my pitch.
That made a big difference.
Made a big difference. I sold a lot more than the other guys.
People got thirsty. People got thirsty. Well,
it makes you look healthy. It makes you look healthy if you...
If you can see your legs.
Yeah, 5 o'clock.
Yeah. Someone thought it was Pete Sampras once.
Selling orange juice?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what
that
the story was.
That was a tough fall for Pete Sampras. Yeah. Brett, what was your high school summer job?
I had a window cleaning job. Oh. Yeah. Yeah. I ran my own little window cleaning business.
Oh, wow.
Four shops.
Four shops?
You cleaned four shops? I sold the business on for $12.
Did you?
Yeah.
Wow.
What was the business? A box of
It was a wiper. It was a wiper. And it was about the contacts. It was about the...
Oh.
Yeah.
That's called intellectual property.
Yeah, it was the IP. Yeah.
It was a wiper and a list.
The problem was, there was one that was a cafe, and if it was hot inside, when I did my window cleaning, it looked worse. It was condensation or steam.
So I'm walking in my shorts.
Yeah, it looked bad. It looked, some days after I cleaned the windows, it looked a lot worse than when I arrived.
Uh-huh.
But they still paid me, I was very little.
We can put all this up on the web, right? All of this. They turned the cameras off a while ago. Well, Flight of the Conchords, live at the London Apollo, airs October 6th on HBO. Brett McKenzie and Jermaine Clement, everybody.
Coming up, New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern.
Rise and shine, football fans. Start your day the right way with Morning Footy, a podcast that covers every aspect of the global game, headlines, match previews, analysis, interviews, culture, fashion, and plenty of banter. Join as we track the thrills and spills of Europe's biggest title races, the business end of the Champions League season, a summer packed with international competitions, MLS, NWSL, and much more. Subscribe to Morning Footy.
It's lunchtime at Tim Hortons, and we're serving up a special deal just for you. Our new $5.99 lunch deal includes your choice of any lunch sandwich and a side of crunchy kettle chips. Because what's lunch without a little crunch? And the sandwich choice is all yours, like a ham and Swiss, Chipotle chicken wrap, BLT, and more, made to order just the way you like it. Tim Hortons' new lunch deal. Simple, delicious, and just $5.99. Now that's a good deal. Only at your neighborhood Tim's. U.S. only. Price and participation vary. Terms apply.
Times has called my next guest the biggest thing to hit New Zealand since Frodo dropped the ring into Mount Doom. We'll see about that. Please welcome Prime Minister of New Zealand, Jacinda Ardern. Lovely to meet you. Thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Just to get out your CV here as quickly as possible, currently the youngest female world leader. You are the third female Prime Minister. The third female Prime Minister of New Zealand, leader of the Labour Party, and the second elected leader in history to have a baby while in office.
That's right.
And you actually... Who is this? Is this Niamh?
That's me.
This was a lovely shot. This was you at the UN with your baby. Has any leader ever brought their baby to the UN before?
No, I'm told it hasn't happened before.
That's a first.
Everyone was making that noise about my partner, weren't they? Yeah. Right there. That's Clark.
Well, you address the General Assembly tomorrow.
Yes, that's correct.
And I understand you were on the floor of the General Assembly. You were the seat of the General Assembly
that's
when Donald
right.
Trump gave his address.
I was.
There was laughter near the top of it, which seemed to surprise him. And
yes.
He says that people weren't laughing at him. They were laughing with him. What did you experience as someone in the room?
Are you trying to create a diplomatic incident here right now?
Maybe I'm going to diffuse one right now.
So
they were like, there was a little laugh,
there was
and then
a
there was a
laugh,
bigger laugh.
And then there was, so there was a little laugh, and he said, I didn't expect that response, and then there was a bigger laugh. Then people laughed with him.
The second one, people were laughing
yes,
with him.
That is
okay.
correct.
That is very
this
diplomatically
is my, this
stated.
This is my testimony.
Very, very, very nice. No war between the United States and New Zealand, then.
No. Peace-loving
the first
nation.
Laugh? The first laugh?
First laugh was a spontaneous murmur. amongst...
It was spontaneous.
People.
Spontaneous,
yes.
Among the people.
But I'm a...
With each other.
Amongst themselves.
Amongst themselves. And you joined in?
No, I observed.
Okay, very well done. Very well done. Okay, so Donald Trump has imposed steel and aluminum tariffs all over the place.
Yes.
New Zealand produce steel and aluminum?
Yes, we do.
Okay.
Yes, we do.
Your friends in
Not
Australia?
Not a large amount, but we
some.
Do. Yes.
Your friends in Australia. Are you friends with Australia?
Yeah, we're friends
okay.
with Australia. Just like that kind of friendly rivalry.
Sure,
so,
sure.
Yes.
So your friends in Australia got an exception
yes.
to the tariff. Did
yes.
you guys get one?
We did not. We're still working on it, though.
Okay.
In fact, I had a very brief encounter with the president at a reception as part of the General Assembly week of events, and I did raise it with him.
Mm-hmm. And how did that go?
Well, it was a slight distraction. My partner knocked over a flagpole, which disrupted...
While you were talking to President Trump?
Right at the end of it. So I mentioned this. He acknowledged we were still working on it, which we are.
Good,
and
good.
Then the flag went down.
Was it an American flag?
I didn't catch which flag it was. Clark was scrambling to mm-hmm. fix the situation.
If security did not escort you to the border, then it wasn't.
Well,
an
as
American
I turned
flag.
Around, he was holding this what I can only describe as a long metal prong, which I think was the device that splays the flag.
Oh, okay.
And I'm surprised no one leapt on him at that point because it looked like a weapon.
You have an impressive resume, as I said before, but perhaps most impressive to me is that you could technically be described as a hobbit yourself, because I understand you grew up near Hobbiton.
I did, but I do find it slightly offensive that everyone thinks that every New Zealander starred in either Lord of the Rings or The Hobbit.
Were you in Lord of the Rings or The Hobbit?
Some of us auditioned but weren't successful, okay? That's all I'm gonna say.
Did you really audition?
I did.
I don't know if anybody told you, but I'm a little bit obsessed
I've
with Tolkien's work. I'm a little obsessed.
Do you know,
with
that, yeah. the team back in New Zealand have heard about this as well. By the team, I mean the people of Hobbiton. And
yeah.
they contacted me today and said that they would like to make you a citizen of Hobbiton. So, thank you. I asked what that comes with. It's not keys. You get a mug.
You get a mug?
You get a mug.
You get a mug? Did you bring the paperwork?
I have it in writing. Well, actually, they're going to have the official calligrapher for the Lord of the Rings and Hobbiton and the Hobbit write up your official invitation. And so, come to New Zealand and we'll make the ceremony official. There's a direct flight from Chicago. It's nice and easy. Starting
okay.
November.
We're in New York, though. I got to get
yeah,
to
but,
Chicago.
I know,
yeah,
but
I got friends
it's close.
There. I got friends
We consider
there.
That close.
When does it start?
So the direct flight's from November, but you come anytime.
Well, speak. I'd love to come, and I wouldn't mind coming with some friends because, you know, we had Flight of the Conchords
yeah.
on the show this week. And when they were here, I asked them if they had a question for you, and they recorded a question, if you don't
yeah.
mind.
Sure.
Jim, can we play the question the guys asked?
Hi, Jacinda.
We have an important question for you. Can we come for dinner?
Well...
They pick me up from the airport, then I'm happy to have them over for dinner. Like that's...
If they pick you up from the airport
yeah,
when you
well,
get
that
home?
Yeah, that would be handy. I've met them before. It's New Zealand, so we all know each other.
Well, Jacinda, thank you so much
thank
for being
for
here, if you don't
me.
Mind me calling you by your first name.
No, please.
In New Zealand, does everybody call you by your first name, or do they
yeah,
call
they
you
do.
Madam Prime Minister?
Oh, they definitely not Madam. It's either Prime Minister or mostly Jacinda.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Can people just walk up to you and
yes.
talk to you in New Zealand?
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, I've stopped and had conversations in the most awkward of situations. Maternity bra shopping, grocery store, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't think you would find Donald Trump doing that.
Maternity bras.
I don't think you
yeah.
would find him doing
yeah.
that. Well, good luck with the tariffs and everything, and good luck
Thank
with
you.
Your speech tomorrow.
I
hope
it.
Everyone laughs.
Thank
you so much. Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern, everybody.
Thank you for listening to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert. Just one more thing. If you want to see more of me, come to The Late Show YouTube channel for more clips and exclusives.
CBS Sunday, after The Equalizer. You collect rewards, right?
This is how I make my living.
It's the season finale.
Everyone's looking for something.
Of Tracker.
You strong swimmer?
So-so.
So-so. So-so's okay.
Justin Hartley stars.
How you survive, you make quick, smart decisions, and you never let panic take the wheel.
Sounds cool.
It is cool, actually. Very cool.
Tracker, CBS season finale Sunday after The Equalizer on CBS and streaming on Paramount+.
Hey, everyone, it's David Duchovny. Do you ever feel like a failure? Trust me, I get it. Hell, I've spent my whole life almost feeling like a failure. It's appropriate, though. Because on Fail Better, my new podcast with Lemonada Media, exploring the world of failure, how it holds us back, propels us forward, and ultimately shapes our lives, is the whole point. Each week, I'll chat with artists, athletes, actors, and experts about how our perceived failures have actually been our biggest catalysts for growth, revelation, and even healing. Through these conversations, I hope we can learn how to embrace the opportunity of failure and fail better together. Fail Better is out on May 7th, wherever you get your podcasts.